You want to drop some weight? Well, you might have to drop some friends. Deborah Kotz, health blogger for the Boston Globe, joins us with the striking news that your social network may be sabotaging your health. Hi there, Deborah. How are you?
Hey there. I'm not sure if I'm telling people to drop friends, but
well, let's break it down then. What exactly are you saying?
Well, I mean, first of all, your social network definitely can influence your health. And that they've known for quite a bit of time. They find that, you know, the friends that you have, your family members, your coworkers, the way that they eat, the way that they exercise, how they spend leisure time, even what they drink in a bar, can often be the same things that you do. And sometimes it's just, you know, we move in groups and we tend to do the things that our friends and groups do. But what researchers are looking at now is basically, can you change, if you change your social network, or can you have an influence within your social network to try to really adopt new habits, that it's not necessarily just a question about willpower, but actually putting yourself in the right environment of friends.
So this isn't just anecdotal evidence. This is real science backing this up, right?
Absolutely, yes. There was a landmark study about 5 years ago from Harvard that found that, that social networks were kind of like the flu, that, that they were a contagion that spread from within the group and then, you know, from one group to the next. But now what they're looking at is sort of, can you intervene in those social networks? It's tough sometimes, but there was a recent study in Rhode Island where people asked residents to join an online support program, kind of like Weight Watchers, but this was all online, to encourage each other to eat better, to exercise, help lose weight. And they found that within these three-person groups, the weight loss took place was more successful within the group. So if one person in the group lost weight, it tended to be that all the people in the group lost weight. And if no people in the group lost weight, then you know, if one person in the group didn't lose weight, then often nobody in the group lost weight. So it was interesting. So that's what they're saying. That, and, you know, what the researcher who originally found this research was telling me is that we shouldn't necessarily be looking for other friends, but we can actually try to influence our own social networks. Maybe, you know, if we're trying a weight loss program, we can encourage some of our friends to do that so that we can get the benefits from them and they can get the benefits from us.
And then just instead of like having a Friday night where everybody is pigging out, if it were, as it were, you might want to say, well, okay, let's do a Saturday morning. We're all going to get together and walk and eat healthy and such as that.
Exactly. I mean, you can go bowling instead of sitting in a movie or, you know, go golfing with friends, do some kind of fitness activity, do something that's not centered around food or drinking in order to have a good time.
Okay. It's hard, but I guess there is a new day out there, especially using the web to connect with people who have similar goals. Thanks, as always, for talking with us, Deborah.
My pleasure.
Deborah Kotz, health blogger for the Boston Globe.